I'm here with Ayal Halamish from Ausay. Ayal, in terms of journalism and citizen journalism, many student journalists consider citizen journalism as a stepping stone into mainstream media. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think we do get a lot of students involved in Ausay. It's a website where people can write questions, they share their questions with friends on the social media channels, and then the top questions get answered by politicians or people in positions of power. And so they play a part in holding our decision makers to account. And many of the users, in fact, right now, as we're partnering with the new news conference and the Melbourne Writers Festival, if you got into the top question, you get to sit on a panel with the heads of the major news organizations and ask them about your future as a journalist in this space that seems to be in a lot of transition. So being involved as a citizen journal, especially on Ausay, can get you access to, you know, the heads of the major organizations to get your issues across and to show them that you're heavily engaged and want to keep this industry viable.
What do you think makes Ausay a citizen publication in comparison to just another website that's posting articles and commentary?
Ausay is a site where people drive the agenda. People are setting up the issues that they care about. We get people to post the questions, own the questions, be responsible for the questions, and be accountable for the things they're asking, because they're going to go share this with a bunch of friends, and they got to be pretty straight and serious about what they're talking about. So for us, it's not just another site, because it's heavily engaged and it's built an audience of people that see value in a community that's driven from the bottom up to hold, you know, leaders and decision makers up to account.
Some of the audience from the last panel were quite kind of angry because they considered that this panel didn't actually have any people with an authority on citizen journalism. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, that was there was a bit of a vibe in the room about that. It was kind of interesting. I guess we've built systems that that enable citizen journalists to be better journalists. And we realize that because the current media system is in transition, it's about building new media systems that are far more viable and work well. And we've had a lot of exposure and, you know, understanding of where citizen journalists are at and what they're doing and the actions that they do. And I'm sorry that I'm not a citizen journalist. You know, I do my best, but I just built this thing. I didn't even know it was going to be a platform that citizen journalists used. We initially thought it would be something that was far more in the government or the political space, and it's evolved to involve, you know, to be with corporations and even with media agencies. And now we're partnering with the Sunday Age, and we're partnering with the major, with, you know, the Melbourne Writers Festival, the New News Conference, to get, you know, the heads of the major media organizations talking about these issues that people care about. And so for us, it's been quite a transition. So I'm sorry that I wasn't one of the type of panels they would have liked, but I think we provided a lot of really interesting insights about where citizen journalism is at right now and where it might head in the future. And the biggest thing I think that came out was there is room here for partnerships and for working together with traditional media organizations to ensure that citizen journalists can make that transition from, you know, not being acknowledged for the value that they provide to society to one where they actually are mainstream journalists. The other thing I'd say is citizen, with Ausay, we're trying to give citizen journalists that are really effective on Ausay value and even get to a point where we can pay our users who are really, really good at using the site to continue to use the site. So building a new media model where if you're an amazing citizen journalist, you can actually start to be a career citizen journalist. And that's the type of system that it's going to be.
And just lastly, quickly, because we're almost out of time, a career citizen journalist, isn't one of the points of citizen journalism that you're not paid for your work? You're sort of contributing off your own back. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah. So the way in which you actually get paid is you'd get incentives or rewards for being able to contribute to this, you know, this system that is Ausay. You get to, you know, incentivize to say, hey, I've got this idea that I really want to see published and I'm willing to fundraise to get that issue up. Or I've got something where I want to be rewarded for being a really good connector of people who might share ideas around that. And so if you can start to reward and incentivize these people within the game layer that is Ausay, you're actually playing a citizen role, but you're also getting value. You're getting, you know, paid, whether or not, maybe not directly with a paycheck, but you're getting incentives that make you a better user of Ausay. You get rewards, you get badges, you get things that actually give you credibility within this space so that people see you as a trusted, a valuable source in society that we want to turn to for information from the ground up.
I've got heaps of questions to ask you, Ayal, but I'm out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.